In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, to your fellow redeemed by the blood of Christ. Last week we observed All Saints' Day. And so we had a lot of time to talk about heaven, right? A lot of time to talk about that blessed place where you will dwell forever with your God and with all the saints. And if you were anything like me, as you observed All Saints' Day, and really I imagine this happens anytime you talk about heaven, you probably thought, I want to go there right now. I wish right now I could go to that blessed place and live in heaven for all eternity. And it's not because you have bad lives here on earth. You've been blessed abundantly. You have family and friends. God has been so good to you, but heaven is such a glorious place, a place free from all suffering, a place that is just perfect, that we just can't wait to go there. And I've noticed the older someone gets, the more desire they have to go to heaven. So why hasn't God taken you to heaven yet? No matter what your age is, why are you still here on earth? It's because you're God. He's given each and every one of you a gift that none of you are finished using yet, no matter what your age is. He's given to you the gift of time. For you see, every single moment of your life here on earth is a gift given to you by God Himself. That means every single moment of your time here on earth is an opportunity for you, an opportunity to show love to God and love to your neighbor. And it doesn't matter what your age is. It doesn't matter what your status in this world is. It doesn't matter what sins you have committed in your past, or if you're constantly surrounded by people, or if you come into contact with very few people on a day-to-day basis. Still, every single moment of your life is a gift given to you by God. A gift where you have the opportunity to show love to God and to your neighbor. And if you need more proof of that, all you have to do is look at our text from St. Matthew's Gospel. For you see, our text is a familiar parable of the talents. And I think this text, this story, is pretty easy to understand, right? A man, a master, goes away on a long journey. But before he does, he gives each of his servants or slaves talents, which was a unit of money. Different amount of talents, depending on their ability, but he gave them all talents they were to faithfully use during that time when he was away. And so the first servant used his 5 talents to gain 5 more. The second servant used his 2 talents to gain 2 more. But the last servant, well, he didn't faithfully use the time his master had given him. He just buried his talent in the ground and returned it to his master, and he is condemned for it. That's the parable. Now, I know how I can preach a very lost sermon on this parable, a sermon that all of us need to hear at times because we all have a sinful flesh. And we've all had that sinful flesh from the moment that we came into this world. And so all of you have misused your time before, right? And so I could easily have a sermon where I could say, do not act like this third servant. Don't be lazy. Don't misuse your time, or you'll be condemned by God. Instead, act like the first 2 servants and faithfully use all that time that God has given to you. I could preach a sermon like that, and you would probably leave here motivated to make better use of your time. And again, all of us need to hear that from time to time since we have a sinful flesh. But that's not really the direction that I'm going to go with this sermon. I don't want to just blast you with the law. I don't just want to point the finger at you and say, look at how unfaithful you have been, though that's true of each and every one of us. Instead, what I really want to focus on is what a gift your master, your God, gives to you by giving you the gift of time. Time on this earth. For through this gift of time, you have an amazing privilege. You have the privilege of being someone that God uses to bless other people. That's why God's giving you the gift of time. It's because he's using you in this world to be a blessing to other people. And if we need more proof of how that's the case, let's go back to our text and notice how the master gave different talents to his servants or to his slaves. For at first, to our 21st century American ears, that sounds terrible, right? It sounds terrible to be a servant or a slave. Here in 21st century America, we like our freedom. But being a servant or a slave in these days wasn't necessarily abusive work. It could be hard work, yes, as any job could be hard work. But if you perform that work faithfully, it could be very rewarding, especially if you had a good master. After all, in our text, notice how the master not only trusts his servant or his slaves by giving them all those different talents when he left on a long journey, but notice also how he handsomely rewards those who faithfully use their talents. Truly, he was a good master. Well, you have a better master than that. In fact, you have the best master around. Your master is, of course, your Savior, Jesus Christ. You are his slave, and he is your master. And he is your master all because he used his gift of time very faithfully. For think of how Jesus, the Son of God, used his gift of time when he came down to this earth taking on human flesh. He didn't misuse his time. He wasn't lazy with his time. But at every moment of his time, he was serving you. You see, not only was he always fulfilling the law for you in his place, never sinning once, but on top of that, at the end of his life, he used his gift of time to hang on a cross for you, to hang on that cross for 6 hours so that he could suffer and die for you. And after he died, unlike anyone else in this world, he wasn't finished with his gift of time. But of course, 3 days later, he rose victoriously from the grave, conquering sin, death, and Satan, pulling you out of Satan's grasp and bringing you under his control. Yes, Jesus used every second of his time all for you. And it's a good thing that he used every moment of his time to serve you. For if Jesus was unfaithful with his time, if he was lazy with his time, well, then you wouldn't belong to him. He wouldn't be your master. Instead, Satan would still be your master, as he is with everyone by nature. And that's a terrible thing to have Satan as your master, because Satan is an abusive master that cares only about himself. But since Jesus used his time faithfully for you, since he used his time to perfectly fulfill the law, only to suffer, die, and then rise again on the third day, you now belong to him. You belong to your God. He has saved you. And not only does that mean eternal life in heaven is yours, and that's wonderful, but it also means that during your time here on earth, your God, your master, is going to bless you abundantly with many different gifts, including the gift of time. For let's go back to our text. Remember how generous the master was in giving his servants, his slaves, different amounts of talents. The master couldn't use those talents. He was going away on a long journey. And so he gave these talents to his servants or to his slaves to use on his behalf. And isn't that what's happening with you and me right now? As I've already said, Jesus is your master. We are his servants or his slaves. That all happened when he washed us in his blood and removed all our sins from us. But notice this. At that moment when he brought you to faith, at that moment when he forgave your sins and you became his servant and he became your master, at that moment, he didn't immediately take you to heaven. Even though that's the ultimate goal, right? Even though that's where you want to be and it's where he wants you to be, he doesn't immediately take you to heaven. But instead, he leaves you here on this earth for a time. Why? It's also that you can use the gifts he has so graciously given to you. It's also that he can use you and your gifts of time and talent to bless other people. That's why your God is leaving you here on this earth. For you see, it's not a coincidence that you have the family relations that you do, whether we're talking about those in authority, parents, grandparents, or those underneath you, children or grandchildren. It's not just a coincidence. But God is the one who is giving you all those relationships. Because God knows that you are the perfect person for that relationship, the perfect person to use your time and talent to be a blessing to them. And it's not a coincidence that you have the relationships you do at work, whether it's with your coworkers or boss or with your students or with your teacher. It's not a coincidence. But God gave you all those relationships. Because God knows you're the perfect person for that relationship where you can use your time and talent to be a blessing to them. And really, this is true of any relationship you have. Whether it's someone you have a long-term relationship with, someone you just kind of casually know and say hi on the street to, or someone you only meet one time, every single time you come into contact with someone, God is using you. And he's using the time and the talent that he has so graciously given to you to be a blessing to that person. You see, whether you are a child or an adult, whether you consider yourself young or old or somewhere in between, know that God right now is using you. He's choosing to use you as you dwell on this earth to be a blessing to other people. And since he is your master and you are his servant, when he chooses to use you, he doesn't just use you to give physical blessings to others, though he does. Parents, think of how graciously God uses you to bless your children, or think about how graciously God uses you at your work to be a blessing to others. But for you who are God's child, he doesn't just use you to give out those physical blessings. But for you who have the master of your Savior, Jesus, for you who have been washed in the blood of Christ and forgiven of all your sins, you also have a privilege of handing out a bunch of spiritual blessings from your God, especially by letting your light shine, and by always being able to give a reason for the hope that you have in your various different vocations. And that's ultimately why God hasn't taken you home to heaven yet. Whether you're 2 years old, or whether you're 20, or 50, or 100. God has not taken you home to heaven yet because he's still choosing to use you here on earth. He's choosing to use you and the time and talents he has given you to hand out blessings to everyone else you come in contact with, both physical and spiritual blessings. What an amazing privilege that God chooses to use you. And know this. God knows the perfect amount of time to give to you. Whether he gives you only 2 years on this earth, whether he gives you 20 or 50 or 100 years, God knows the perfect amount of time to give to you, the perfect amount of time so that he can use you to be a blessing to other people. But rest assured, dear friend in Christ, Your master will return one day, just as the master in the parable returned. And when he returns and finds you being that faithful servant, well then he will say to you, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into my joy. And that's when he'll take you home to heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise as we confess the one true faith using